share with you today observations from an expert in cybersecurity. J. Alex Halderman is a professor at the University of Michigan. J. Alex Halderman is a professor at the University of Michigan. And back in 2018, he started sounding the alarm of how dangerous these electronic voting machines would be when it comes to security. He's certainly not alone. People like Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon have been doing the same. In fact, Ron Wyden just last year in August went to the voting village at DEF CON to talk about security. He's a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee. He told the DEF CON hacking conference that U.S. voting infrastructure is failing to keep elections secure from potential cyber attacks. He made the comments in a speech at the voting village at a special section of the Las Vegas conference dedicated solely to election security and said, "We don't have it because of electronic voting machines." And suddenly the Democrats want you to believe that there was no chance that these voting machines that they've sounded the alarm on, because it's not just Ron Wyden, it's Elizabeth Warren, it's other high-ranking Democrats saying these systems are flawed. I'm going to share this video with you in four parts here. First put out by the New York Times in 2018 and featuring the University of Michigan professor J. Alex Halderman. His focus on electronic voting machines and a blatant lack of security. The video itself in its entirety, it's only about 5 minutes, and it's very telling. It's on the Steve Guber Show Facebook page. The Steve Guber Show Facebook page, I'm also going to write an article about it and put it up for all to see, but I want you to see this. If I haven't shared it before, I apologize. We'll start with Byte 5, as we lay the groundwork from the professor about why are these machines so vulnerable. Byte 5, go.
All cybersecurity experts who have given electronic voting machines any thought agree. These machines have got to go. To show you why, I'm running a mock election using the same dangerous and obsolete machine still in use today. Our election will find out whether Michigan students prefer their own university or our arch rival, Ohio State.
Here we are.
After the chaos of the 2000 election, we were promised a modern and dependable way to vote. I'm here to tell you that the electronic voting machines Americans got to solve the problem of voting integrity, they turned out to be an awful idea.
An awful idea. Now, what he's beginning to do is set up an election, a mock election, a vote on the University of Michigan campus in Ann Arbor about which university is better, the University of Michigan or the Ohio State University. It's very simple. And he sets up voting machines, and he's got only Michigan students voting. You can figure out how that vote's going to go. But why are these machines and these systems like Dominion and Smartmatic dangerous to you and me? Here's what the professor had to say. Byte 6. Go.
That's because people like me can hack them all too easily. I'm a computer scientist who has hacked a lot of electronic voting machines. I even turned one machine into a video game console. Imagine what the Russians and North Koreans can do. I've even gone to Congress to raise the alarm.
Our highly computerized election infrastructure is vulnerable to sabotage and even to cyber attacks that could change votes.
This is the same electronic voting machine used in Georgia and parts of Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, Tennessee, Texas, and even in swing states like Virginia, Florida, and Pennsylvania. Millions of Americans voted on paperless electronic voting machines in the 2016 election.
Are you keeping up with all of this? Yes, can change the votes and the outcome. That's what he said. And these systems are used in key swing states like Pennsylvania. You heard him say that as well. And it gets worse. He set up this vote in Ann Arbor. It's bite number 7. We're going to get it all in. Bite 7. Go.
But here's a little secret between you and me. I've already hacked these worthless machines. Step 1. Buy a voting machine on eBay. Or, if you're the North Koreans, hack the manufacturer and steal their software code. Step 2. Write a virus. Step 3. Email your virus to every election official responsible for programming the voting machines with new ballots. Many of these officials are easy to find online. Step 4. Sip coffee and wait. Step 5, hijack the ballot programming and let the election officials copy your invisible malicious code onto the voting machines. Step 6, watch your code silently steal votes.
There you go. You watch your code silently steal votes. A six-step process, very simple. You notice how he talks about the North Koreans and the Russians, but let's be honest. Anybody could do this, domestic or foreign. And then you tell the people what happened, and they're surprised. Here's the results of the election being announced. It's bite 8. It's the final bite here. I want you to hear this. Bite 8. Go.
All right. Here are the results from the electronic voting machines. Ohio State wins 131 to 108.
There's a good reason we computer scientists are paranoid. It's a golden age for hackers.
The computer virus that destroyed Iranian nuclear equipment.
This is one of the largest data breaches in history.
More than 1 billion of its accounts were hacked.
What chance do the people running your local elections really have against Russia or North Korea?
Okay, everyone. I hacked the voting machines. I do have the real results. Because we also counted on paper. Michigan wins!
Michigan won in a landslide. And I can say this confidently because I have the real results from the safest and simplest solution, paper ballots.
Paper ballots. The others are hackable. Did you learn something here? I hope you did. This is J. Alex Halderman. J. Alex Halderman from the University of Michigan. It's hackable. The defeatable system. The entire video at Steve Gerber, the Steve Gerber Show on Facebook. Check it out. Share it with your friends. 6 easy steps to steal an election. Put out in 2018 by the New York Times. Think about it. You're in the no panic zone.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor, Managing Director with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.